Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I did talk to Edwin earlier. We talked about, some of the things that happened last night. And, some things led to another. But, the emotional part of the outing is the one that we wanted to single out the most. I mean, in this game where you want to control the stuff that you can't control, and then, just forget the other ones that you can't, like the dribbler through, or, probably not getting a call if you want it. I mean, those are some of the things that, we definitely talked about, and, we had a conversation just to make sure that from that standpoint, we can stay focused in, executing, repeating, and working on the things that you worked the whole year. I mean, Edwin Diaz is, put a lot of work this year to be consistent with his command, to make sure that he's placing the ball when he wants to place it, and to get the best out of his fastball and slider mix. So, last night that wasn't the case. We saw a lot different than what we've seen. So, we had a good, healthy conversation, with Evan, myself, Jeremy Hefner, and Ricky Bone.
Also a frustrating night, Louis, for the Bats, not getting runners in from third, runners in scoring position. Did you notice at all that the approach with hitters changed in favorable counts, say 2-0 or 3-1? Did you notice that at all?
Yes, I saw specifically in counts when we were ahead that we got a little bigger. I mean, anticipating probably a better pitch to hit. And, I thought the Red Sox pitcher were actually – pitching a little backwards whenever they were falling behind and on. So, they got away with those pitches. They, from previous two games that we played against them with the way the guys were swinging the bat, they made that adjustment, and then whenever we were ahead in the count, now they were pitching soft. And they did it, to a couple of our guys when we had the situation with runners in scoring position and less than 2 outs.
Andrés Giménez, young shortstop, he's played second for you. Tonight he plays third, taking over for Jeff McNeil. He's had some big hits for you. Has he produced more than you would have envisioned in the first week or so?
Well, he's exactly what we thought that he was going to help us, starting the season. He making the team, moving around, playing second, short, third. Now tonight getting to start at third base. He's been right up there. I mean, we trust his bat. We know what he's being able to do with his bat, and the development of it, to play along with the other tools that always feature, which were his glove and his speed. He's been great for us. The day before yesterday when he had his first major league start in shortstop, he had such a good game. And then some plays that he's been able to make as a defensive substitution. Coming into the game, he's been right up there to what we anticipated. So, once again, coming in for Jeff, who has a, day off or start of this game, we're really looking forward for him, to help us go get a win.
And final quick thing, Marcus Stroman, some good news on him today, right?
Yes. We heard Marcus through, four innings in our Brooklyn site. and everything went well. You know, he was able to do some PFP work, you know, after the outing. And, you know, just we had really good feedback on the day that Marcus Stroman had.
Luis, good luck tonight. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ed.